quick update on the injuries. Nothing's really changed since yesterday, the report I gave you after the game. Ryan Grant has been cleared, and I anticipate Ryan will practice on Wednesday. With that, I'll take your questions.
How's Donald feel today?
Feels good. Feels good.
You don't think that's a problem at all then?
I don't think so. He may miss some practice time, but it's I don't feel that he's in danger of not playing.
I know you're worried about day-to-day things, but have you taken a look at what Detroit does, or even just out of curiosity?
No.
Just see how they come back.
No, I'll focus on the Green Bay Packers right now. Yes, thank you.
Mike, when you got here back in 06, you talked a lot about the idea that handling success would be a challenge that you put up to this. How much time do you spend in the offseason thinking about how you approach these guys? I mean, now that they're coming off a Super Bowl championship and setting high expectations kind of meeting, you know, how do you handle it?
It's a daily focus, the mindset and the pulse of your football team. So anytime you have success, whether it's an individual, it's a group or the team, you have to look for indicators to make sure that you feel your head in the right direction. It's something that every team deals with. It's how you react and handle adversity, success, and just find the balance of keeping your football team heading down the road, staying in the middle of the road. So I've talked about it in here before. We've done a number of studies on handling success. Actually, Mike Ears presented a study this past Thursday prior to this game on how you handle success. It comes at different levels. It's just not all about winning the Super Bowl. That's obviously the ultimate level of success, but that's last year. That's not really our focus right now. It's handling what goes on day to day, week to week, the opportunity to improve as a football team, the focus on winning games, and secondly, improving the quality of play. And that's actually, we just had our team meeting. We went through all the areas that pertain to performance, the areas we feel we're getting better at as a football team, and ones we need to improve on, and just keep emphasizing. If we got to adjust our practice structure to emphasize one area or the other, that's the way we approach it.
I know you guys keep Mike's lectures internally. Is there one thing you can share out of that to give people an idea of how you approach that?
Mike Ears is a very unique individual. He's someone, if you ever had the opportunity to see him speak, he's an old school professor. So it can go from Fortune 500 companies to in any direction. I really don't want to get into specifics, but like I said, we had a long off season. I think we had 18 different PowerPoint presentations that we've prepared, and we've used a few of them already.
Mike, how important was it to get Jordy signed to a contract extension, and can you just talk about his development from last year?
Number one, very happy for Jordy Nelson personally. Anytime you see one of your players that's drafted, he's developed and he's earned, everything that he's accomplished to this point, and looking forward to moving, looking forward to, many years to come with Jordy Nelson. So I'm very happy with him as a football player. He went out there and his first opportunity on a surprise onside, recovers it, and he's a contributor on special teams. And we all know what he can do as a wide receiver. He's getting more opportunities now. He's been very productive. I had a strong finish last season, and I'm just very happy that his contract is done.
Hiring all these talented players is obviously difficult, but sometimes retaining them is more difficult. Other than Jermichael, you've got all your playmakers signed for a couple of years. What does that mean as a coach to have those guys all?
Well, the business part of this is always a challenge. But every individual goes through it, and that's really the focus of Ted Thompson and Russ Ball, and they do an excellent job with that process. We really stay focused on the football aspect of it, the coaching staff and the players. So that's the understanding in our daily operation. It's one to draft and develop them. That's our plan, and the other is to try to keep as many as you can. I mean, that's the plan. And we're probably in the middle of it right now.
Mike, I would assume Ted and Russ come to you, though, for some input in terms of when you're deciding what contracts need to be extended, that sort of thing. What input do you have
Well, there's daily conversations, so it's not one big meeting. So our depth chart, how the coaching staff feels about the players is one ongoing conversation. So that's all factored into with the obviously the personnel department's opinions of each player, and then from that the financial, you know, piece of putting it all together. So the coaches coach, the players play, and the personnel department does personnel, and the business part of it, Ted and Russ handle.
Where do you think your pass protection is today? I know Aaron had a bunch of scrambles, but we think they're pretty solid.
Pass protection graded out as a plus, so felt good about it. Went a bunch of three-man rush. Aaron did a very good job extending plays. I thought our guards did a good job helping the tackles. We did have the two sacks. For Marshall, wish he, you know, had his setback, you know, his ability to set on the, I know at least the one, but I was happy with Marshall Newhouse. I thought he did a lot of good things. There's a couple plays that he'll learn from, and I feel he'll be better with his next opportunity.
Where do you feel your pressure is at? Sacks numbers notwithstanding, but just your general pressure, effort on the defense.
Pressure
the quarterback.
We're getting better. I mean, there's things you look at in all three phases. You know, talking about defense, now you have four games. You know, we stick with the fundamentals in your breakdown pressure, four-man pressures, five-man pressure, you know, three-man ability to play coverage too. So, you know, there's a lot of slipping yesterday on both sides of the ball, and that's something that we need to, you know, improve on here at home. It's happened both games. But, you know, I thought there's, you know, technique-wise, we need to clean some things up on the defense, even more so on special teams this past week. The offense graded out very high. It's as high as I could remember in my time here. So that's what we focus on, and defensive pressure on the quarterback will be part of it. Well, I stay in tune with how it's broken down. I know going into this game, we had, what was it, eight series of 2-minute lead into this game, and you know, we played with the lead for the most part, particularly in the second half. So, you know, they ran the ball better than we would have liked. But you know, there's definitely things we'll see this week against Atlanta based on some of the success people have had against our defense, and that's what we'll prepare for.
Thank you.